So why are you sitting down in praise and worship? Not a put down. I'm just trying to get you to, that's how we going to usher the Spirit of God in. Listen now, listen what they did. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord did what? Ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. He's your protector. When he moves, he's your blesser. When he moves, hallelujah. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Verse 24, and when Judah came toward toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies, what? Fallen to the earth, and how many? None escaped. God gonna take care of it. Wouldn't you consider this taken care of? He took care of it, but back up and research, what did they do to get the results? See, we like to look at the end and say, ooh, God, ooh, he took care of it. But what did they do? So I'm gonna ask you to back up and look at what you've been doing. And look at your results. When the Spirit of God begins to move, ain't that right, Sammy? Hallelujah. See, when the Spirit of God moved, Sheena, wasn't that when you walked up to that house? The Spirit of God moved, didn't it? Are you in the house? About to be. See, the process has got it started. I'm telling you. I ain't talking about no little house neither, but I ain't gonna tell no more. See, when it happened, Sammy called me. He said, the Lord told me to call you, boy. See, I've been waiting on a new house for, I hadn't owned my own house in 9 years, eight. I don't know. I ain't really just counted. But I ain't been going around going, why AJ and them get a new house and why they get one and why she get a new car and I didn't do that. I'm next. You ought to tell yourself, I'm next. Woo, glory to God, I'm next. See, the Spirit of God moving on my behalf. See, the reason I know I'm next, because when it seemed like I begin to kind of get weary, God will slide in there and say, Kenny, it's coming. He'll speak through somebody. He'll spoke through Bishop two or three times. Had Sammy call me and say, Kenny, God told me to call you. And this is what happened. Hey, man, yours is coming. Miss Gail walked up to you and said, Kenny, our houses are coming. He said, hey, I'm next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God is moving on my behalf concerning my house. My brother tells me, he said, man, I go by the house. You won't say they go Kenny's house. Thank you, Lord, for Kenny's house. Lord, the Spirit of God is moving, y'all. Woo! What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get the Spirit of God moving. Get it moving. That car will not go anywhere till you get in it and put it in drive and press the gas. There's the process. First, you got to go to where the car is. Yes. Then you got to get in. Yes. Then you got to start it up. Uh-huh. Then you got to put it in reverse or drive, whatever is required. Yes. Then you got to give it some gas. Uh-huh. But while you give it some gas, you got to hold on to the steering wheel. Glory to God. Yes. You got to hold on. Glory to God. Yes. So you don't run off the road. I'm telling you, hold on. Glory to God. Yes. through the process, the Spirit of God will move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when you don't see anything moving, the Spirit of God is moving. Over in Daniel chapter 10, I don't think I'm going to read it all since I've been up here a minute. Let me see what time it is. I won't be much longer. Verse 11. It's only about four verses. It's not a lot. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly what? Beloved. Understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he has spoke this word unto me, I stood trembling. As Daniel said that. Come on, next one. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the when? First day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, spend time with God, and to chasten thyself before thy God, spend time. Thy words, what? And I am come for thy words. How long ago was it you confessed that thing? From the first day, God already heard you. Let's go on. But the prince of a kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. One more. Now, I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. Hey, it may take a minute. It may get held up on the way. You may have said something sideways to hold it up yourself. Come on now. I just can't stand her. Better repent. I'm gonna press stupid president. The Bible says, pray for those that have rule over you. Don't you know you're supposed to pray for our president every day, no matter who it is? Those are just examples now. I just said, bag up, check your process, then check your results. It got held up, but that didn't mean it wasn't coming. It made it. The angel made it to Daniel and gave him the word. Your word is on the way. Matter of fact, your word is here today. I'm telling you today, the Spirit of God, when he moves, hallelujah, that it clears all unrighteousness. What do you think happened when you got saved? What do you think happened? The Spirit of God moved upon you. You received him and he gave you a brand new. He renewed, made you a brand new man, meaning mankind. Get the Spirit of God moving in your life. And watch this. I read the other part where he defends. Here's one where he blesses. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, and you don't really have to turn there if you don't want to. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. In 3 months' time, watch this. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. See, the Spirit of God dwelt in the Ark of the Covenant back then. And while that Ark of the Covenant was in Obed-Edom's house, the Lord blessed him. And it was told to King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth to him. How much? all, not just Obed-Edom, all that pertaineth to him. Why? Because of the ark of God. This is verse 12.